On Tuesday, Prince Edward County Council directed staff to allocate up to $1 million in tourism-related revenues towards the County Road 49 Community Benefit Fund established earlier this month. The fund, with a $10 million target, will permit individuals and businesses to donate towards the reconstruction of the 18.6-kilometer high-traffic volume road. Reconstruction of County Road 49 will cost an estimated $30 million, and the hoped-for $10 million in funds raised will be utilized as leverage to secure funding from the Ontario and federal governments for the remainder. To help this endeavor and to acknowledge tourism's impact on the road, the County Road 49 Working Group of Council is hoping that up to $1 million in municipal accommodations tax MAT revenues will be allocated to the fund in the county's proposed 2024 capital budget. During discussions, Hillier Councillor Chris Braney sought to dispel rumors that the fund will necessitate a rise in property taxes and went on to clarify their objective as holding the upper levels of government accountable for the state of the road.
There is a buzz in the community I would like to correct. It is not our intent to raise property taxes to pay for Highway 49. Our intent is to hold the provincial and federal governments accountable for the years of disrepair that this road has undertaken. And that is our main objective. When Mr. Williams was here, he said that him and Mr. Smith had talked and would be coming to the table. We're just eagerly waiting the date for the check presentation around the table.
Picton Councillor Phil St. Jean described the proposal as a strong one because it signaled seriousness to the provincial and federal governments and showed that tourism can contribute to the community.
Good step forward, not only in telling the community, provincial and federal governments that we're serious, but I think it also sends a clear message to a lot of a lot of people in our community who have said, what is tourism giving our county? What are the tourists doing? Well, here's a prime example. Municipal accommodations tax is tourism-generated revenue.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.